This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Renters are about to have some real rights in the UK. I made a smart decision to attend a workshop of renters' rights in the United Kingdom at the Acorn England and Wales First Convention in Bristol. I knew we had been a key part of a housing reform coalition and built strong alliances to get something through Parliament under the new Labour government. I'd followed its progress in regular conversations with Acorn staff, but still didn't feel like I had a real full understanding of the content, even as I tried to keep up with the back and forth as the House of Lords, an always faithful friend of property holders in Britain, had attempted to delay the measure with amendments and general piddling. One bit of humor in that process had been a recording that Acorn had posted of the many, many lords that had needed to declare their conflicts of interest in these debates because they were landlords themselves. Listening to several Acorn leaders who had been intimately involved in the lobbying along with Annie Cullum, Acorn's policy and political director who had staffed the fight, was an eye-opener. Of course, we didn't win everything we wanted, especially when it came to controlling the rents themselves and the resources to fully hold landlords' feet to the fire. But what we are on the verge of winning is huge. A longtime target for Acorn UK has been getting rid of Section 21, allowing no-fault evictions, which in plain English is to say eviction by landlords based solely on their wishes and whim. The Renters' Rights Bill eliminates Section 21. Perhaps even more important is that renters will now have open-ended contracts rather than fixed-term leases. This means that as long as a tenant is paying their rent and not involved in antisocial behavior, they're good to stay in a unit indefinitely, with the only exception being if the landlord and their family wants to move in or if they want to sell the property. There's more. The price advertised on the unit will be the price paid, outlawing bidding wars in these scarcity markets. There will be a limit to tenants being required to pay multiple months' rent in advance. Pets will be allowed under certain circumstances. Landlords will be forced to register nationally. Landlords will be forced to move more quickly on damp and mold in units, which is a huge issue everywhere. Landlords will not be allowed to discriminate against people on benefits and people with children. Rent increases can only be set once annually. Tenants will have the right to challenge rents to a tribunal if they're out of sync with the market and new listings. There's more, and there are unresolved issues, but we're on the verge of winning a large amount to say grace over. It won't end the struggle for tenants, but it proves that organizing works and wins. This will be a victory that could propel Acorn England and Wales to places that only existed in our dreams short years ago. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.